Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, of course, teaming up with Ray-Bans for a futuristic pair of sunglasses called Ray-Ban Stories.
It sounds so trippy. It sounds like the future is here.
Well, he's saying that this could be the beginning of the end of the mobile phone. Take a listen.
Hey, everyone. We've believed for a long time that glasses are going to be an important part of building the next computing platform and unlocking a whole new set of experiences for people. So I'm excited. We finally get to share what we've been working on. We wanted to build something that would enable you to easily capture and share experiences from your point of view. So I'm proud to introduce to you Ray-Ban Stories. With Ray-Ban Stories, you can capture photos and videos, listen to music or podcasts, or take phone calls, all while staying in the moment and without even taking out your phone. Ray-Ban Stories are an important step towards a future when phones are no longer a central part of our lives.
He's already calling it.
When phones are no longer an essential part of our lives.
Yeah, we need to get this man on for this.
Expert Trevor Long.
Expert who I believe already has a pair of Ray-Ban Stories. Morning, Trev.
Hey, Trev.
These are so cool. You don't know that people are wearing them. I've been wearing these for 2 weeks and no one knows I've been wearing these camera glasses around. That's how much they look like normal sunglasses, okay? So, and I think that's the important perspective. They look like normal sunnies.
But are these, so you've got a pair of the Ray-Ban Stories?
Yep, Ray-Ban Stories made in partnership with Facebook. They're on sale at like OPSM. So this is not some, you know, internet gimmick. This is a real thing. And he's right. There will be a phoneless future. Think about the watch on your wrist being the kind of connection to the outside world with SIM card and all that kind of stuff. And things like a pair of glasses being the way you hear and capture, camera and audio. So it's very cool. Like the concept is brilliant. The execution is 10 out of 10. They've nailed it. They're very good quality. They stabilize the video for you. There's some really good things about them. I'm all in on the idea, but creepy as heck though, because no one knows that I've been recording them for 2 weeks.
Yeah, there is a little light that does turn on though, but it's not easy to see, is it, Trev?
It's not like it's a flashing on air light. It's a tiny little white LED that appears in the top corner of the glasses right next to the lens, which is the indication that they're recording. But if someone walks past you on the beach, I don't know that you're going to notice that. So there is a privacy concern here, but I'll leave that to more, you know, concerning style people around privacy advocation and stuff.
Yeah,
but
leave that to the lawyers.
What's the price tag? What's the price tag?
$449 for the standard pair. You can get them with prescription lenses and all that, though, but it's $450.
Is that Australian? Because I saw that and thought it was US, and I'm thinking I'm not paying $600, $700 for a pair of sunnies.
$299 America, $449 here, $539 if you want transition lenses and all that.
And worth it?
I think so, yes, because just like I don't wear headphones. I'm wearing these to make phone calls, to listen to podcasts, listen to the radio, because they've got speakers in them as well.
Can everyone else hear what you're listening to?
No. Oh, look, if you're sitting on the bus, the person next to you is going to know what you're listening to.
Right.
But, you know, when you're out walking, they're the perfect thing because you can still hear the traffic around you. You can see the world around you. Something cool happens, you press the button, records 30-second video.
So this is not, so with your sunnies, they're not a screen which has got your news feed on it in front of your face.
Not yet.
No, that's the next step for them. They want to go augmented reality and all that. It's just a normal pair of sunnies that have headphones built in and a camera that allows you to capture video and photo.
Now, are they toddler-proof? Because my two-year-old has broken 3 pairs of my husband's sunglasses.
I can confirm, no, they're no more toddler-proof than another pair of $500 glasses.
So if you have young children, maybe don't get a pair.
Yeah, but you know what? For capturing like birthday parties and moments with young kids, an amazing thing. Rather than have to pull out a phone and the kid goes, "Why are you holding that thing?" These are the memories that you'll capture with the Ray-Ban Stories. God.
So you've had them for 2 weeks, Trev. You can't see the novelty wearing off, because my concern was buying a pair and getting excited about them for a week and then just probably not using them to their full extent.
I can see a novelty wear off, but if you're someone that is constantly pulling out your phone to capture video and, you know, if you're a TikToker standing in front of a mirror talking and all that kind of stuff, this is it. This is the go.
But you have to have the sunnies on the whole time.
Yeah, but they can be normal prescription glasses if you want. They don't have to be sunglasses, so you can choose how you want to wear them.
Interesting times.
The difference is, too, this is recording what you're looking at.
Yep.
It's not recording you. So
not
for everybody on TikTok who's self-indulgent, that's not going to work.
No, but when you look in the mirror, I've seen someone do it.
Well, the number of videos I see of people standing there holding a phone at the mirror talking, it's so lame. This means you can stand in front of the mirror, show your outfits, whatever the heck, rant about something, tell a joke, and it's just you.
But you are wearing the sunnies. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, that's the thing. You've always got to have the sunnies on if they're not prescription.
Jeez, I've got a headache.
Look, I'm really thinking about getting a pair, Trev, honestly.
Do it.
You're talking me into it?
Yeah, make it happen. I mean, just an amazing, cool thing to have. Even if you don't use the camera function, they're great for out for a walk, running, and listening to music and the radio.
And looking cool.
Yeah, that's the most important
thing. And who doesn't want to...
Look, the website is EFTM.com to find out all things tech.
So good.
Hey, this is it. The beginning of the end of the mobile phone, they've called it. Which is happy days for you, Maz, because you hate that thing.
I do. I hate it. I'm not on social, and I'm probably not going to get the sunnies.
Yeah, well, that's a glowing review from Maz before she's even bought a pair.